Once again, we are joined by the head coach of the OKC Barons, Todd Nelson. Todd, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks. I'm doing pretty good.
Well, Todd, a few young defensemen up in Edmonton, and that's obviously the job as a coach in the American League is to have those guys ready when they come up. Although I'm sure it's a little bittersweet for you because you're right in the mix of a playoff push, and you'd probably rather have them playing with you.
Well, I think obviously our team would benefit with those guys playing here for us, but it's really good to see those guys going up there and like in Marty Morenson's case, playing very well up there. I know Oscar just had his first game, and he got through it, and I think he's just going to get better. But, you know, the guys we have here down here right now are doing a great job. Gives a great opportunity for guys like David Musil and Marty Gernat to go out there and showcase what they're able to do and log more minutes. So that's the way the American Hockey League works, and right now our hockey team's playing pretty well, and hopefully that continues.
Let's start with David Musil, Todd. Foot speed, of course, is, I think, going to be his biggest challenge. He's strong enough, no doubt, to play in the NHL. Is it getting better, and what are you working on to quicken up his game?
Well, I think his speed's getting better, but it's going to take time. You know, he's working on it every day in practice, and, you know, there's numerous different drills that he works on specifically for his needs after practice that Steve Cerdakny, the skating coach for Edmonton, gave him. So those are things that he has to work on by himself. And, you know, I think in the games he's learning the game he's starting to understand certain players, who's really quick, who's not. And in those situations, he's able to adjust. So I see him getting better. It's just a matter of just sticking with it.
How's his puck moving ability?
You know what? It's not bad. You know, that's one of the things that I was looking at the start of the year is how is he able to move the puck? You know, his puck skills are pretty decent. I think they're maybe a bit raw. That can be refined a bit as he gets older. But he finds his options and he's able to make the play, and that's the most important thing.
Todd Nelson joins us. Todd, Oscar Klefbom, you know, that's three young European defensemen you've had in Marinson, Klefbom, and, of course, now Gernat. Gernat and Marinson were in the Western League. Klefbom came over from Europe directly. You notice a big difference in maybe the challenges for adjusting for him to the American League game compared to those other two?
I think so. I think there's always an adjustment period, and you know, he had to go through that, and we saw the adjustment, you know, from the start of the season to Christmas time where, you know, there's times where he struggled, but he's definitely gotten better. I think he was playing his best hockey right after New Year's for the next, you know, 6 weeks, you know, he's just playing more confident, I think that's the biggest thing that I see from him is just the confidence in his play.
Todd Nelson, head coach of the OKC Barons, joins us. Todd, one player that Order fans are very curious about, he is lighting it up right now, is Mark Arcabello. Obviously, people think, hey, this guy's maybe ready to be an NHL player. Is he too good for the American League? I don't know if that's a strange question, but you know what I mean? Like, is this a guy who's showing that he can dominate and he needs to be challenged at the next level on a regular basis?
I think so. I think with the way that he's playing here, you know, like he's been just incredible. He's running at a pace of 2 points a game, and he probably could have more if there was, you know, a few other times where, you know, if he hits the post or he's setting up guys where guys aren't finishing. But he's definitely put himself in a spot where he's you know, probably in the top five in the whole American Hockey League, like if not the best. And like I made the comment saying that you know, the way he's playing right now, he's too good for this league. So. You know, Arco has a great attitude. He came here very hungry to improve his play and show people that he's able to play up top. And I think he approached it in a very mature manner. And, you know, in the future, if it's not with Edmonton, he's playing hard for 29 other teams to maybe sign him. So he's here with a good attitude. He has great character, and he certainly helps out our hockey team.
Todd, what's the biggest change you've seen in his game from last year until he came back this year?
Well, I think, you know, he's always been a pretty confident player, but like he took it to a whole new level. I think his time up in the National Hockey League helped his confidence. You know, he's making plays maybe a bit quicker because he played at a higher level where it was with quicker pace. And, you know, it's translating very well here in the American Hockey League where he's always a step ahead. So I think he just got better. You know, I think the 4 years that we've had him, we saw him grow from the ECHL to be an impact player here in OKC to being a National Hockey League player. And I think just his play up in the National Hockey League has certainly helped out his confidence, and it's elevated his play.
Todd Nelson, head coach of the OKC Barons, joins us. They have closed the gap and are right on the cusp of getting back into the playoffs in the American Hockey League down the stretch. Tyler Pitlick, Todd, you know, this was a guy who, I know it was only three games in Edmonton, but he looked very good, even scored a goal, and then got injured against Phoenix. How has he played since coming back from that injury?
He's played the same. He's been pretty consistent. He's always, skating very well. He's finishing his checks. Like, here's a guy that's figured it out from last year. He's definitely more consistent with his efforts. And I think, with his game, like, he's elevated his play as well. He's got a much more mature approach to the game right now. And, he's definitely ready to get called up, if called upon. Tomorrow night, because we lost Anton to the Oilers and Travis Iwanek was suspended, tomorrow night Tyler's going to play at center, and he's excited for the opportunity. I had him play center a bit in Rochester when we were short bodies, and he did an excellent job. So it's just another thing that can add to his resume. And, in practice today, he looked great at center. So I think it's just a player of just maturing. He spent his time here in OKC, and he's chomping at the bit to get called upon if needed.
Todd, he was a center before he went to the Western League, and he talked about that's the position he likes the best. Very early, and probably not a fair question for you, but do you think he might be better suited as a centerman than the winger?
You know what? That's tough to answer because I like him as a winger right now. I think the biggest thing for Tyler, when he plays center, because we had him play center a couple years ago for a bit, his biggest thing is learning how to control his speed coming out of the D zone. We always want our centermen to come underneath our wingers in a good support position. And then also, he'll be the low guy usually down low in the D zone. So he's handled that fine, but I'd be very, curious to see how he plays tomorrow night. And, if he looks good there, then we're going to keep him there. So, but right now, he's filling a spot that is vacant, and he's going to be playing with Andrew Miller, who's another fast hockey player, and Austin Fighton. And so that's a very fast line, and I definitely liked what I saw today in practice.
So, Todd, let's say Lander comes back again. Would you keep Lander and Pitlick as centers?
Probably not.
Okay.
Well, I guess it depends on how he does tomorrow night. I had Anton and Tyler playing together on a line, and they had some good chemistry. So, that's something that we'd have to see moving forward, just to see how he is tomorrow night. But I think he's going to be a pretty versatile player. I think he's going to be fine at center, and if he does very well, then once again, it's just another thing that goes on his resume that might help him in the future.
Todd Nelson, head coach of the OKC Barons, joins us. Todd, we talked about Arcabelli. You think he's too good for the league. I'm not sure if Anton Lander is there yet, but he's really taken a step. He's called up again. Doesn't look like he's going to get in the lineup, though, unfortunately, tonight, it sounds like, for the Edmonton Oilers. But the biggest improvement in his game that you've seen this year is?
Well, probably his offensive ability. I think we always knew that he was a responsible two-way centerman, but now we're starting to see him be more creative, and he's doing an excellent job on the power play. He runs the half wall. He's shown us that he has the ability to maybe beat the shrink if they try to shrink him down, where he's making plays through that defender and getting the puck up to the point. So we're seeing that creativity. Also, with him playing the half wall, he's able to find Roman Horak in the middle for like a high tip, and also he's finding Matt Ford in front of the net. So his creativity has improved so much since the first time we've had him. And, I see him playing very confident, but I think the biggest change in him is just his offensive output and his creativity.
Todd, Taylor Fadun, a lot of people in Edmonton, a lot of fans think, okay, maybe he's ready. They have a lot of left shooting defenseman right now in the organization. Last time I talked to you, it felt like, you know what, you could get more out of his game. Has he given you more since the last time we spoke?
Yes, he has. You know, like he's picked it up and, you know, he's been playing solid defensively. He's making smart plays, you know, offensively. And, you know, he plays a ton of minutes for us, and he's definitely, you know, like upped his game since that last time we spoke. And it comes at a great time because we're making a playoff push, and he's a big reason that our team's having success.
Looking at some of the other forwards, you know, people that Order fans might be curious to see, a guy like Roman Horak, who I know you told me you were surprised by his speed early on when he's come over. He's obviously given you a boost of offense. Is he another guy that you think is ready maybe to seriously push for the NHL next season?
I think so. I think he's a guy that, you know, he's definitely quick enough to play up there. I like his skill set. And, you know, he falls in the category of Anton and guys like Arcabello and Pitlick, where they've taken like the next step, where they elevated their game. And that's really the reason why our team's doing well, is the guys like Roman have really bought into the team concept. He likes his role in the team. And, you know, like his skill set is definitely like NHL ready. So he's a guy that would not surprise me next year, like where he maybe starts up there, or he gets a great opportunity, because the way that he's playing right now is very good for a hockey team, and like he's playing just a good, like a good sound hockey game right now.
Todd Nelson joins us. Todd, how's your goaltending been?
You know, our goaltending has been good. I think it still can be better. I think like we've seen Richard Bachman at his best, and it's unbelievable. You know, but he's been good. He's been solid for us. He's making saves that we need, you know, during key points of the game. And he's really, you know, helped our team, you know, where we put a pretty good streak together. And he's been a very big part of that. And, you know, as long as he gives us a chance to win every night, that's all we ask. And he's been doing that. And so, you know, I think his play is going to get better and better. We just have to watch his minutes, because he's been playing a lot of hockey for us. I think he's only missed one game out of the last 2 months, so we got to make sure that we give him the proper rest. But he's been doing the job for us, and he's given us a chance to win.
One last one for you. Todd, is there anybody we haven't spoke about that you think next year could have a serious push to be a bubble guy, potentially to make the orders?
Well, I think those are the guys that we mentioned are pretty much the guys that are knocking on the door. I think our younger defensemen like Musil and Gernet still need more time. I think you know that they're on the right path, but I still think they need some more time for some seasoning. And but the guys we mentioned, those are the main people that we're looking at. Another guy that's been playing outstanding hockey for us has been Brandon Davidson. He's really upped his play. He's very solid playing defensively, and he's just like right now his all around game is just incredible. He's doing a great job for us. He's logging big minutes once again, and he's one of the go to guys for us when you know, like if we're up by a goal, he's the guy that goes out there and tries to preserve the win. But he's definitely a guy that we have to mention, because he's playing some very good hockey.
Well, Todd, continued success. It's the best time of the year into that playoff push. Every game a lot more intense and more exciting, I'm guessing, from your vantage point. Enjoy it.
All right. Thank you very much. Take care.